Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting second. The first baseman, Bruce Knutzer. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting third. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Webb reaches second base with a double. Olson moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Olson scores. Webb scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. John Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Hal Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Olson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knutzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Knutzer reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale scores. Knutzer moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Webb strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Russell out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Rothrock steals second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague strikes out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Knutzer hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly strikes out. one out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Rothrock moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rothrock scores. Miller moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Webb moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. John Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 3 in the game. Rhine hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knotzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bib Falk pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hale strikes out. Connolly drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hale out. Two outs. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Knutzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Miller reaches second base with a double. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Olson reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Olson moves to third. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill bunts towards third. Miller can't make a play. That's a base hit. Porter moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.